Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for yet another community check-in. And this one is fresh from this past Sunday. We recorded this one on Sunday night, June 28th, 2020, where we take your calls and we discuss the new theme park reservation system and everybody's experiences with those this past week. We also discuss the 2021 packages, what we're doing with the remainder of 2020 down at Walt Disney World, speculation on resorts that are closed like Riverside, French Quarter, Wilderness Lodge, Jumbo House, when they'll reopen, and much more. We got lots of great calls, even a call from Walt Disney World right now from Bob to give us the feel and the lay of the land being down there pre-park opening. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Their services are absolutely free to you, and they're Platinum Earmarked Agency. They're the best of the best. They're going to take great care of you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you want a little bit more podcast in your life, and who doesn't want that, become a patron of the show, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Polls, pictures, discussion, fun stuff like Mike in the Midwest, a little mini podcast I put together every Thursday. We have a good time over there, and it really does help support the show. So check it out, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. We are broadcasting live from the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios in lovely St. Peter's, Missouri, in the heart of America, where it is smoking hot today. I took my walk this afternoon because I run every morning. I take a brief walk in the late morning with my wife every day, and we talk for a few minutes around our little lake. And then we walk a couple more times with the dog in the afternoon. Today, everybody was gone. It was just me and the dog, and had to get that last little bit of walk in today. I come in. I'm a little sweaty. I'm like, why am I sweating? I didn't run. Heat index 102. I look down at my watch. So yes, it is smoking here in Missouri, but you can't complain. It's better than it being cold. Whatever it is, wherever you are, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, that you've had a wonderful weekend. You had great weather. And I know for some of us, a nice thunderstorm would come in handy. It's been really hot down in Florida and not so much rain down there this summer. So it's kind of a strange thing. We are here all together. Thanks for carving some time out of your Sunday night here on Facebook. We're going to be taking your calls at 407-413-9395 in just a few minutes. Let me talk about my week here and kind of some of the news that we have to report that we can talk about this Sunday night. And again, we're going to be doing this every Sunday night moving forward. So if you have topics during the week, kind of jot those down or tweet them at me at BRGuestMike. Let me know and we'll bring those up each Sunday night as we get together this virtual kitchen table that spreads around the world. Michael's over on the other end over in the UK. Some of us are out on the West Coast. Oh, I just knocked some of my, there goes Orange Bird. Oh, there went Mickey Mouse. I'm knocking stuff off my shelves. It's not pretty. But anyway, we have this virtual kitchen table. I'll keep my arms a little bit in. And we're going to talk Disney as a family. That's what we do here. And I appreciate you guys so much. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. I love you guys. Truly, I do. Because this past week has been a rough one for travel agents. Not that it's our job and we get busy and we love being busy. But I'll tell you what. If you've been with the podcast for any length of time, and of course, we've been on the air for over 12 years now, so a lot of us have been together for more than a decade. I'm the kind of person that likes to get things done. When there's something to do, I don't want to wait till next week. I don't want to wait till 2 days from now. I don't want to wait till 3 hours from now. If somebody has a request, they need something to get done, I like to get that done right now so that it's over, so that it's taken care of, so that everybody's happy. So, obviously, we know that 2021 packages were released this past week, right? Everybody's been waiting for that. We've been looking forward to this. Trust me, as a travel agent, I've been looking forward to this more than anything because all we've been doing for the last, I'd say, 6 weeks is canceling. We couldn't modify. We couldn't book anything new. It was the worst 6 weeks ever in travel. We couldn't book anything new. So they told us, yes, before today, actually, the initial announcement said, anytime before June 28th, you will be able to book 2021 packages. Well, we got a surprise last Sunday. Do you guys remember what last Sunday night was? Anybody? Bueller, anybody? Yes, last Sunday was Father's Day. So I have my dad over. My dad's got to go see my sister and a couple other things. He's running around. But I ask him, I'm like, he only lives about 3 minutes from me. We moved right by my dad. So I told him, I'm like, you know, my dad's name's Dodie. I'm like, come on over. We're going to have Mexican. That was the plan. I texted him while he was at church Sunday morning. We're having Mexican. Come on over. Come over at 5. Well, he can't make it at 5, but he can make it at 6. But if you remember, I had a live show at 7 last Sunday. So I'm like, well, that's going to be kind of tight to eat Mexican, get everything set up for the live show, all that stuff. So I pull a smooth one. I told him we'd have Mexican, but I knew I'd be short on time. So I got Taco Bell for everybody because that's Mexican, but it's quick. All right. So that's what happened last Sunday before the live show last Sunday. Now, right before my dad comes over, Disney announces that we can then on Monday, which is the next day, which is probably 12 hours from the time they made the announcement, we could modify 2020 packages because those were frozen there for about 6 or 7 weeks. So that's why last Sunday night, I apologized that I was short. I was stressed as I was here on the air. I know my eyes were kind of bugging out because we couldn't take calls because immediately we had to start getting things in place to advocate for our guests traveling in the rest of 2020. And I didn't want to leave anybody out in the cold. So that's why we didn't take calls last Sunday. Again, I thought about this all week and I apologize. I felt terrible about it because we didn't have a full live show last Sunday night and it bugged me and I hated that we didn't do it. But thanks for your patience on that we didn't do that. So Sunday night, I spent the whole time getting things ready. Monday was a nightmare. Hold times 5-6 hours with Disney. We got things done though as a team over at the Magic for Less. Tuesday, a little bit better. And then Wednesday, 2021 packages started booking. I just got to say again, you guys are awesome. Thanks for booking with the Magic for Less. That keeps everything going for the show, for my family, because it's my job. You guys are awesome. But most of all, thanks for your patience this week. We worked as quickly as we could. Folks that had 2021 basic packages because they moved their trips from 2020 to 2021, but without tickets because we couldn't sell tickets. On Wednesday, we could add those 2021 tickets. Those took a while, but our team, I got to send a huge shout out to the Magic for Less team because we really did all work together because it was super hard to get a phone line in with Disney. And if you couldn't get a phone line, you couldn't add tickets because we had to do this on the phone. So huge shout out to Florence, Kathy, Jocelyn, Pam Forrester was out there. Hannah Forrester was out there. Steve Baker, everybody who was out there helping us out as a team. You guys were awesome. Huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping my guests and helping us get all this done. And thank you most of all to my guests for their patience. We got those tickets put on there. Here's why that was weird. Okay, so I've been doing this for 10 years. The time that we spend to add the tickets to a basic package up until this year, it's not a big deal. Like, we don't have to add them on day one. It's not that important. Who cares? We can add them a week later, 10 days later, 2 weeks. Who cares? Like, if your trip is in April of the next year, do you really need to add your tickets on day one when the packages are released? No. You're not going anywhere. Those tickets aren't going to go up in price in the next week or two. You're fine. Then here comes that old theme park reservation system. And so in order to make your theme park reservations, you had to have tickets and a room. And so I had all these guests that had a room, but no tickets yet. So I was stressing out for my guests, with my guests. And so I was getting those on there as quick as I could. But trust me, unforeseen circumstances, this is such a weird year. 2020 it's got to be the weirdest year of all of our lifetimes. But I thank you for your patience. We were doing everything we could. I mean, you know, seriously, I remember when I was like 12 and I would dial in to try to win radio contests, you know, to win something on the radio. That's exactly what it was like. There were times I was working, you know, doing stuff online. I gave my phone to my wife. She's walking around the house hitting redial, 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 redial. I'm on Skype trying to call in as well while I'm working at the same time on the computer. I wish you guys could have been here on Wednesday and seen this madness. It was like a nut house. But again, the bottom line is thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience, for your support. Oh my gosh. You guys, I wish you could have seen it because it was crazy. I mean, like, it could have been crazier like during the Apollo 13 mission at Mission Control when they said, Houston, we have a problem. I was like, Rahman, we have a huge problem. I can't get a phone line. But we all came together and made it through. But it was an insane nut house. I'm just glad that we're all together here Sunday night. We can joke about it now, laugh about it, but we're still busy, but we'll get through this. We're starting to get our head above water. Now, a lot of folks were asking about my family being down in Branson. They are not in Branson, but they're not here. Just real quick, so you know what's going on in my personal life real quick. They were going to Branson, Paige and Mallory and Pam. They were going to stay at my brother and sister-in-law's place down at the lake because they have a lake house. Well, they were getting updates on their real house here in St. Louis, and the contractors forgot to cap an electrical wire. They took a light down, like an exterior floodlight, took it down, didn't cap it, had a big electrical accident at their house. They have no electricity. They have a lot of damage, so they couldn't go to the lake. So obviously, my family couldn't go to the lake with them. So they were really bummed. This was a heck of a week. So Pam, to save the day, because again, I've told you this, there's no swimming pools open around here at all. We're not going to Disney this summer. It's a weird year. So Pam, kind of to save the day, told Mallory, they're staying at a hotel here in St. Charles this weekend, not this weekend, just tonight. So they're over at the hotel. Mallory got to bring a friend. They're swimming in the hotel pool. They're going and getting frozen yogurt tonight. So it's like a staycation for one night. So my family's not here, but I am going to meet them because it's a Drury Inn and they have the kickback where you can get a free snack and a free drink. Since we're paying for the hotel room, I want to make sure I get that. So that is where I stand. So I'm going to meet my family after this so I get to see them. So that's very exciting. Anyway, that is all the nonsense from this week. Let's talk about what's in the news. What did you think about your experience with the theme park reservation system? What about 2021 packages? What are you seeing at Disney Springs? Also, tomorrow's show on the feed, which will come out tonight after this show, I speak with Mike. He's actually down at Walt Disney World right now. He's staying in a Disney Springs hotel. We talk about his experience being there. I talked to him yesterday. You know what it's like in Central Florida. He went to Universal. He went to Disney Springs. We talk about, you know, flying on JetBlue, all that stuff. So I think it's an interesting show to talk about tomorrow. So be ready for that just in 1 hour. All right, let's get to the calls. First call of the night is Alfred. We're going to bust through a bunch of calls tonight. Alfred, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good. I just have to say, you shouldn't apologize for last Sunday. Things happen. That's it.
Here's why I was fired up. Okay, it had nothing to do with really anything other than the fact. Okay, let me fix this real quick. Here's the thing.
Burdened with work.
Well, no, I don't even mind. I love working. Burdening me with work is a good thing because the opposite is having no work, and that's the worst, which I've had.
Right.
Okay, so I don't mind that. Here's the thing. Dude, if they would have done this to moms on Mother's Day, people would have thrown a fit. Like, I would have thrown a fit for my wife. I was just sitting down. I mean, I wasn't even going to have real Mexican food with my dad. I was going to have Taco Bell. Like, I couldn't even enjoy Taco Bell for 30 minutes with my dad. So I'm like, could you not wait and do this on Father's Day? I was like, oh, like, wait one day. But that was just me. I was fired up.
Wow. So, well, there's a lot that's going through my head this week. And first, this park reservation system, it's not bad, but it's driving me crazy at the same time.
Did you get that worked out those last 2 days?
No. January 3rd and 4th, I can't put in. All I could think is I had 7 days already. But what if your trip is like mine, 9 days?
No, I've heard of people doing more than 7 days, so I don't think that's the problem. Did you call the My Disney Experience help desk? Because they can fix that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they'll take care of it. That 4357 number will take care of it.
Okay. Second is I tried to go to my September of 21 trip, and that's not letting me do it at all.
What are your dates for that one?
The 28th of September. I think we said October 5th.
Yeah, okay, I know why that's not. Because right now in the inventory, that one doesn't exist. Because we can't book out past the checkout date of September 26th right now. So that's not even loaded into the system, I don't think, if I had to guess.
No, it says I exceeded my limit of days. Yeah.
And you don't have an annual pass. Because I know people are having issues with annual passes like that.
I do, yeah.
Oh, you do have an annual pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something screwy going on with people with APs. I know that.
I mean, of course you can't get through to anyone.
It's getting better, though.
The line is just busy.
It's getting better. So try that 4357 because they can see your account and they can see everything you're doing. And actually, they can just do it for you on the phone.
4-5.
Yeah, it's 4357 on the back end. 407.
93.
Yeah, 939.
Yeah, 939.
Yep. They'll get it squared away.
Okay. Okay. But otherwise, the actual putting in for the parks was easy. I got everything I wanted.
That's good.
So it was not an issue. I actually started with New Year's Eve because I said,
good call.
If anything, that's going to be the hardest day to get.
Agreed.
So,
What park did you do? Epcot?
Epcot, yeah.
Good call. That's what I do too.
Yeah. So then I worked, then I went back to the beginning. And I said to myself, okay, the 27th, I'm going to put a park in anyway, regardless of that's my day I get there. If I decide not to go, I don't go.
Yep.
But at least I have a park.
Yep. Good call. That's exactly what you need to do. Yep.
And like I did that with January 2nd, because right now my reservation goes through the 2nd, but I'm trying to extend it to the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just waiting on a few things to like mesh together and then I can do it. So, but I'm wondering if that's a reason too. But
yeah, that's the thing is like, we don't know why they haven't given us like, and Disney does this a lot. They don't give you a reason. We just know, you know, initially when those reservations went live on Wednesday morning, I was on the computer like at 10 till refresh, all that stuff at 10 to 6 here. Because I had a lot of guests trying to get, you know, like I had some guests wanting Polynesian Magic Kingdom view packages for the 50th, contemporary theme park view. You know, it was really hard to get rooms for that 50th anniversary. And they just weren't, they're still not in there. They're not loaded into the system. So I don't know what's, I think it has to do with the theme park reservation system or something is what I'm guessing.
Probably. So, now one question about my September trip. And then I'll move on to a different topic. That trip, was that, I know we put in for room only, but is that considered a package?
If it's 12 digits, it's room only. If it's 8, it's a package on the confirmation number.
Well, I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't have it pulled up right here. Yeah, I don't have my system pulled up.
Okay. Well, I'll email you tomorrow about that then.
Yeah, if you have a number that starts with a 4 or 5 and it's 12 digits, it's a room only. If it's an 8-digit number, it starts with a 2, it'll be a package.
Okay. All right, good. Next thing is, after hearing about Splash Mountain.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
I was very, very upset.
I still don't know how I feel.
Yeah. I'm not upset about the retheming of it. I'm upset with the whole idea of the controversy behind it.
Give your take. Just explain yourself a little further because there's a lot of people trying to get in, so I want to get them in too. But give me your feelings because I want to get mine too. So what do you say?
Yeah. So I feel that Disney did things. And it wasn't based on IP sometimes. Sometimes it was. Mm-hmm. But this happened to be an IP. But that movie was taken and put in the vault forever and never seen again. So now because it has controversial topics in it, they want to get rid of the ride or the theme. And I understand it. It's blind racism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get that. So then I'm trying to think to myself, okay, but there are other things in the park that they haven't even discussed.
Yeah.
Like Hall of Presidents.
But, you know, here's the thing is, okay, on that real quick, that it's a slippery slope because you could, if you take something, and I know, and so here's my take on the Splash Mountain thing. This is just from me. Now, this is not, has anything to do with Ricky, has anything to do with Pam, anything to do with anybody else. When I ride Splash Mountain, and ever since I've been, remember, I started going in like college. So that would be like the mid to late 90s for me.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up, I didn't grow up at the parks, and I didn't grow up watching movies either. I haven't seen a ton of movies. So obviously I never saw Song of the South. I didn't even
I didn't even know
Song of the South existed. I had no idea Splash Mountain was based on Song of the South. And maybe I'm
maybe I'm just
like too, you know, I like to learn about things. I mean, I have a master's degree in education. I was, you know, I was in honor society in high school and all that kind of stuff and graduated high in my class, but I'm one of those people, I don't think real deep on things like that. I've always seen Splash Mountain as just like a ride where you see a bunch of cute critters and, you know, it's like some kind of bumbling rat, you know, a smarter rabbit and a bumbling like a big bear or, you know, whatever that thing is. Yeah, I mean, like some bees. I mean, that's all I've seen with it. And I have no problem with Tiana in that movie getting an awesome attraction because I haven't seen that movie either. But the thing is, I've seen... on the cruise line during one of the Broadway type shows they do in the theater, they do a piece from Princess and the Frog, and it's got this awesome dancing and jazz music.
Yeah.
And like, I'm all about that kind of music. I'm from St. Louis. We're like, you know, we're the blues, you know, we're jazz and blues. So bring it on. You know, I wish they could have kept Splash Mountain. I mean, if there's anything that offends anybody about racism, it needs to go away. I mean, obviously, I mean, I think that goes without saying for anybody. I mean, we don't want anybody to have any references to racism anywhere. But I also don't want to lose those characters that I love that have, I just think of like the rabbit and the frog and the bees and all that stuff. I mean, they're fun. I don't know.
Right. But couldn't they have tried to revise it and fix it and take out that whatever part could have been considered controversial? Just like there is a remedy for all presidents. You don't have the presidents speak. You just put their animatronic there.
Yeah. It's a rough time. I mean, Disney's in a no-win situation with it. Honestly, I think when it gets rethemed, once we get past the initial that we lost Splash Mountain, I think it'll be awesome.
Right.
I think it's going to be really, really cool.
But and that's where I got through that in the few days. I came to realize, wow, there's so much they could do with this now. Wow. You know, they can make a character dining, you know, for called Tiana's Place, and it could really just be amazing what they could do, you know, eliminate Critter Country and make it the Bayou, you know, there's so much that they could do with it. So I'm not upset about the theming. I'm upset that now all of a sudden everything has to end because of our, how do you want to say, our political state?
Yeah, well, it's people are calling it the cancel culture. You know, like anything that's controversial, just kind of make it disappear.
And I agree.
I don't want to get into that too deep. I want this to always be kind of the fun stuff, the toy store. You know, this is our good stuff where we can escape. But I hear you. I think there's a place for, if there's anything racist in it, get it out. I mean, it should have been out there forever. It shouldn't have been in there. But I mean, I didn't see it. I mean, maybe it's just because
I didn't
idiot.
Either. And I mean, that's the point.
But I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm an idiot because I didn't see it. If it was that offensive, because I just saw critters and got to ride a log and got to be inside, outside, go up a big hill, down a hill, buzzards and bees and all that good stuff. That's all. It had catchy music. Yep. It had good music.
Yeah. And all I have to say to end my call, because I know you want to get others on, I wish we could talk forever, but. I'm like, the week was so long without having this. That's all I have to say.
Yes. Yeah. So, could it have all happened at the same, like, slow us down. Yeah. Please. That's why. Yeah. That's
maybe it. Can you add a night?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we'll be back next Sunday for sure. Yes. I haven't been able to sleep this week, so trust me, we couldn't have done it.
No, but I know.
We'll see what we can do. All right, Alfred, have a good week. Yeah. I'll talk to you next Sunday, buddy.
Sounds good. Right, have a good one.
Okay, you too, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to our next call. Being very patient. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller.
Mike?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mike. Who's this?
Oh, it's Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's hard to get into. It's almost like trying to call Disney nowadays.
Oh, my gosh, it's not that bad. I didn't have you on hold for 9 hours, I promise you.
No, Friday was bad. So I actually had an issue. that thankfully they resolved. I had booked a Disney Springs resort for the opening day of the Magic Kingdom, just so I could be in the first round.
Nice.
And then I booked your favorite resort of all time. I booked the B Resort for Hollywood Studios in Epcot. And so on Friday with my AP, I was weary of if I linked the hotel that it would put me in the resort guest like category, not AP. So I booked Hollywood Studios first, and then I linked the hotel, and it kept saying that I had reached my max, even though I had four, like I technically had four resort stays, and it was a nightmare. I was on hold for 5 hours, get all the way through to be told that I'm on the wrong phone line. So they gave me a new phone line. I called that phone line. That phone line was also the wrong phone line. So I had to go through three different phone lines. But my question is, do you think, like, I know there's a lot of like this normal day ticket availability. Do you think after a while, do you think they're going to open up those slots to APs or just out of the gate, boom, sell more tickets?
So what I've heard, so you're talking about like for July for opening days?
No, so like, you know, cause if you go through, you know, the availability kind of, you'll see, you know, like a lot of AP days or AP slots are like completely booked. And then there's some for resort and then normal ticket people who aren't APs don't have resorts. There's availability out the wazoo. I do think they might open those up to APs later on or just free reign, sell tickets, AP, everything.
I think what it's going to be is it's going to be kind of free reign for everybody. But you got to remember here is that it's hard to say because things are moving in a direction which I didn't see coming. You know, with all these record amount of COVID cases being reported, I was hoping that as we moved into July, into August, into September, that, you know, you go through like phase two. I don't know what the numbers are, but phase two to phase three to phase four. And what happens is you go from, say, a 25% capacity to 50% to 60 to 70. And by doing that, you're unleashing like 10,000 slots in each park, you know, or 5,000 slots, which is huge. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're with annual pass slots. You got to remember those are going to make it's mostly your locals. And so those what I would say, this is what they do with the discounts, too. They hold back the annual pass discounts till the very end because those are the people that are local and are more likely to kind of grab those, or they're the most loyal guests. They're more likely to go down at the last minute and kind of get in. So maybe they're doing that. But the thing is, you know, if somebody bought a Magic Your Way ticket and they got to use it, Disney's kind of obligated to give them an opportunity to use it at the same time. So I wouldn't think they would just make it for APs because of that reason.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I had one other question. It's just a random silly question. I've seen it on some other things. What's your take on the whole Disney putting up a fence around Grand Floridian for the NBA?
Well, it's smart. Because I talked to my dad about this, because my dad works for the NFL. He works for the Rams. And so, obviously, he travels with them. He did the Super Bowl when they were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. So, he's seen some crazy stuff with pro athletes. So, I think it, you know, here's the thing. They're catering to the basketball players because they have to. These guys are used to being catered. I was talking to Jared Diamond, who writes for the Wall Street Journal. He's been on the show many times. He deals with professional athletes all the time. And he said these athletes that are staying at the Yacht Club, the Grand in the Coronado and Grand Casino, this will be the most rugged, sparse accommodations they'll have at any time in their career. These will be the worst accommodations they'll ever have because they normally stay like at Four Seasons and these ultra deluxe hotels. So what they're doing though is obviously the whole point of going to Disney is to enforce this NBA type bubble situation where they're not exposed to the general public. You know, the cast members are not going to be, from what I've heard, the cast members are going to be on lockdown with the players. So they're not going home and, you know, going to Speedway and getting a Coke and then, you know, getting sick and then going back and serving up, you know, LeBron James or something, you know, like you can't have that. So what they're doing with that fence, it's what they have to do. I mean, they're keeping the guests away. They're keeping them bubbled in. And what I would imagine is that they're going to put them in a building like Sugarloaf or building right by the convention center, block that all off. Then they can go from their hotel to a like one pool if they want to swim or just relax at the pool, go to the convention center, work out, do run-throughs for the basketball games. They're quarantined off. Their bus will pick them up at the convention center. They go over, play their games at Wide World Sports, come back. It's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to do that at all three hotels. Because there's no use in doing the bubble thing if you can't physically have a barrier against the public. Because people are going to be gawking. I mean, people want to see their NBA heroes. Like, I'd want to. I'll be up at the fence. You know, like, let me see. But they have to do it. It is tacky looking, though. That fence at the Grand Floridian is horrible looking. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. It's mostly right now, it's mostly DVC people who are complaining about it, but, which I can understand.
I get it.
One of their big complaints was because they're at the Villa, but they're like, how do they get to the boat transportation?
I don't think they're going to. You mean the DVC people? I don't know. They'll figure it out. But here's what I've come to this point, you know, end of June 2020. I just keep telling myself it's 2020, man. Like if an alien spaceship landed in the middle of Seven Seas Lagoon, I wouldn't even flinch at this point. Like I would not even flinch. I'd be like, oh, well, that's next. It's so weird. Like, yeah. I mean, if you'd have said any of this stuff a year ago, I'd have said, you are so crazy. It's ridiculous, but it's going to happen, and it's history. We're living through history.
Yeah. And the last thing I have, it's not a question. It's just something that I saw. I don't know if you'd seen it yet, but speak back to the NFL. I don't know if you just saw, but Cam Newton signed with the Patriots.
Shut up. Cam Newton signed with the Patriots today? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it happened tonight, the last, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Ah, see, I was I'm busy on the air here. Interesting. That's it. Yep. You know what, though? Belichick gets a lot out of players like Newton. That'll be an interesting combo.
Yep. Well, good talking to you, Mike.
All right, good talking to you. We'll have to see how that works out. All right, take care, buddy. See you later. Bye-bye. All right, let's get to the next one. A little football talk. I like that. All right, 734 area code. Who's joining us? Hello, caller.
Hi, Mike. Hey. It's Maggie from the Mitten. How are you?
What's up, Maggie from the Mitten? I'm hanging in there by a thread.
I'm so glad that you're not dead.
So am I. So is my wife, I hope.
Well, this would have been much better if I'd actually been. So on Thursday in the feed for the podcast, you posted the wild weather episode, and I did not happen to call in that night. So it would have been much better if I'd been listening to it live and been able to respond to it in live time. But I can respond to something from that episode now, so that's what I'm going to do.
It's 2020. Anything goes. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is it. And there it is. All right. So Alfred called first, of course, and he told the story of being at the studios for New Year's Eve during the 100 Years of Magic celebration. And I was on my college program that night working at ABC Commissary. So Alfred and I were in the park on the same day.
two Disney legends in one park in one place. Who would have known?
Isn't that really funny and wonderful? And he's right. It was like, I know that it sounded just like it rained for many hours, but it was torrential. It was wild. I literally spent an hour of my shift mopping because ABC Commissary has tile floor. And so it was so slick in there.
Oh my gosh. So did you work there when they had the Cuban sandwich?
I worked there when the Cuban sandwich was introduced.
God, I love that. That was one of my favorite things. When they took that away, I was so mad. I love that thing. Oh, those were the days.
That was a great sandwich. So another Disney insider information. When you're in costume, you're not allowed to do anything. Like, you're not allowed to ride a ride. You're not allowed to go buy something, right? You're not allowed to go do stuff when you're wearing your work uniform. And Alfred was right. Like, the park cleared out, and you know, all of my college program friends and I were going home within days, so we actually all just walked out. We got early releases. We were supposed to work until 1 o'clock in the morning, but the park was so empty they sent a bunch of us home, and we walked out, and in our costumes we watched the fireworks. So if Alfred watched the fireworks that night, he and I were in the same spot.
That's amazing. And that's so cool that you got to have, like, a, you know, it's, I don't know if you'd say like a lucky circumstance, but a circumstance that you'll remember, because, you know, you don't remember the day-to-day grind. You remember the exceptions. And that's definitely one of those.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it was also, so Sorcerer in the Sky ended in 1998, and they brought it back for one night for New Year's Eve that night. So, like, that was the only time I'd ever gotten to see it.
I've always, you know, that's one of the places I've never been on New Year's Eve. I always go to Epcot. I've been to Magic Kingdom one other time. And I just wonder, like, who are the people who go to the studios? I wonder if they're, like, crowd-averse. Because it seems like to me, and I'm not, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, party guy, you know, crowd surfing dude. I mean, if I'm with my buddy, hashtag Scotty G, we do some crazy stuff, you know. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not that kind of big party guy. But Epcot's the place to be on New Year's Eve, man. It's a party. I wonder who goes to the studios for fireworks on New Year's Eve. It seems like the people that want to avoid crowds, maybe. I don't know. I've thought about it, though.
That is a good question, and I can't begin to answer it for you, Mike. I'm sorry.
I'll throw that out there for everybody else.
Yeah, who goes there?
Yeah, why do you go to the studios? Because you got the Magic Kingdom, You got a castle, and it's like the place to be. But Epcot's the party. But what's the studios? And it's,
yeah,
you know,
I don't know.
My thing is too, like, I have a few rules. Like, one, I don't use the Freestyle Coke machines. I hate those things because they take for, if you get like a 10-year-old kid getting a Freestyle Coke at like French Quarter, dude, you're never getting a soda. It takes forever. That's one of my things. When I become president, that's going to become illegal immediately. Group text messages as well. But the thing is, also, never go to the studios for a night. We don't have to worry about this now, but extra magic hours at night, there's not enough to do, and everybody goes there, and it's like just a crazy house. Like, I just never went to the studios at night for extra magic hours.
Mike's dropping all his tips right now, you guys.
That's it. I can't go to the parks this summer, so I'm just laying it down.
Giving all the info. Well, I just wanted to call and tell that story because I thought it was pretty funny. So
it was. You and Alfred, legends and, you know, strangers passing in the night.
We were there at the same time.
That's awesome. Take care, Maggie. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yep.
See you later.
Yep. Have a great night, Mike.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm jealous of the mitten right now because it is so smoking hot here in St. Louis. I'd take a little cool breeze up in the north. That sounds good to me. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Good chat going on here in the Facebook Live chat. A lot of folks are having a conversation about whether we think the parks will truly open on July 11th and July 15th with the increase in the COVID situation in Central Florida and Florida as a whole. So we will see. Obviously, safety first, but it's going to be interesting. So we'll see. All right. We have our next caller from one of my favorite area codes, the 256. What's up?
Mike, what's going on, man?
Roll Tide. What's going on?
Roll Tide. You doing all right? You handling this week okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm here.
You're here. I guess that's better than there, huh?
That's it. I heard on a podcast this morning when I was running, somebody said that their grandpa used to tell them, cheer up, you're seeing the flowers from the flower side, not the weed side this morning. So get your butt out of bed and be happy or something like that. So there you go.
That's a good point. Very good point. It's been a rough week, though. It's been very stressful.
Yes.
You caught me and Sarah, my wife, in a rookie mistake earlier.
What's that?
We both forgot to silence our phones, and as I was closing out our recording, we both got a notification for your live show. So I fussed at you a little bit.
Well, it happens. It happens, and trust me, there'll be a dog barking in the middle of tomorrow's podcast because the dog was like, the dog never barks. And then somebody did something upstairs, so you'll hear Riley bark twice tomorrow. It drove me nuts, but it's still in the show, so I get it. Things happen.
Yeah. Sometimes we just give up on trying to get our kids to be quiet while we're, you know, recording.
It's not happening.
But, hey, yeah, it's about Disney, so kids are allowed, right?
That's exactly right.
So I was going to let everybody know kind of a situation that we ran into doing our park reservations on Monday. I was able to get two of our 4 days, right? And then it kept saying all the parks were full. Everybody on the forums, Facebook groups, everything was saying, you know, oh, well, just close out and go back in. Of course, I got stuck with the Pink Castle, which, you know,
dude,
reminded
castle,
me too much of the 25th anniversary.
Everybody was hating on that castle this week because that's all you saw. Like, come on, let's go past this stupid thing. Yes.
Right. I feel like Disney messed up doing that because now it's got us all dreading to see the refurbished castle. You know, the paint and everything. Like, I don't even want to see those colors anymore. But I was able to get through internet help desk, and what they ended up having to do for me was create fake profiles on our MBE.
I've heard this from lots of people. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why. They don't even know why. They tried multiple things, and that was their last try, and it worked, thankfully. But I was just going to throw that out there. I don't know really if it's something that we can do.
No.
Because you then have to merge the profiles.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and that's why as soon as you're having, like, issues with this, I mean, I know sometimes it's going a lot better. The holds were crazy because everybody was calling earlier this week. Because, again, this is the first time anybody's ever had to worry about getting their tickets immediately, because there was no need to have your tickets, like, immediately for April of the next year, because you weren't doing anything with them. You know, now you had to have them. Everybody was, you know, there wasn't really a demand, but it was kind of a false economy, because everybody, you know, Disney has trained us, like, you need to make your reservations as soon as possible. I mean, people that were making theme park reservations for August of 2021 on Wednesday or Monday, it was crazy, you know, or Wednesday. And it's just one of those things, like, you didn't have to do it. But I mean, it's one of those that I understand why people did do it. But you're right. I mean, at the first sign of issues with this theme park reservation system or your profile or your tickets, Just call that number, 4357, because they have the global power to solve the issue immediately. They can do things I can't do, you can't do. They, like you said, they can, what they did was actually they made two profiles, and what they did was they merged those two profiles, and that solves the problem.
Exactly.
Which we can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But I also got to give props to you, a lot of credit to you. You know, you telling people, hey, don't stress over it too much. You know, you don't think it's going to be that big of an issue. And I mean, I'm looking at the calendar right now, and we're going in September. The entire month is still green for a resort guest.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, but the whole thing is, like, if that one day sells out, I would feel terrible, but I'm looking at it, you know, it's like the 30,000 foot view of things. Like, it's okay. You're going to be okay. But I mean, I'll be honest, like, I haven't even gone into the system yet myself, and I have a trip for Marathon Weekend and Princess Weekend on the books for next year. But the thing is, like, the only what day I was really worried about myself is the Monday after the marathon for the Magic Kingdom, because everybody goes there to get their pictures with their medals. And I've always done that. So I gave I was so busy. I tell everybody, I do not make my reservations until I take care of my guests. And I've always done that. I make sure everybody's squared away before I ever make my plans. That's just how it is. Well, Scott, Scott was on it. He was doing all this. He was texting me and all this, you know, my buddy Scott. I'm like, dude, here's my password. Here's my login for my Disney experience. You just sign me up for whatever you signed up. I don't even care. Just get me in the parks wherever you're going to be. And so he took care of it. So I do have them for Marathon. I haven't made them for Princess. I have no idea which park on what day. I don't care, because I don't care as long as I go to a park, whatever. But it's such a weird year, though, because here's the thing. Like, I've been telling people this, and I truly believe this, is that, you know, this is the fun stuff, and it shouldn't, and I don't know the answer to this, but it should not be this stressful. Like, people are getting ulcers over planning a Disney vacation, and that's just wrong. I know, and I joke about it. Like, I'm a competitive person, and if you think about it in microcosms, Disney is, like, super competitive. You're competing to get the best fast passes, the best dining reservations, now to get in the theme park you want on a certain day. It's a huge competition on several levels, but in a way, it should just be fun. It should be a place you go and you don't have to sweat all these details. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like you said, though, Disney's kind of trained us to be that way, you know, with ADRs, fast passes. I mean, we're at that point now where we can't really help it. You know, we've got to get those reservations in. And
It's so weird. I mean, there's just, it's one of those things, though. Do you long for the day where you just show up at the Magic Kingdom with no fast passes and no restaurant reservations and you hope for the best? Or do we like the system that we had until now where you were guaranteed at least three awesome experiences with little wait? I mean, I don't know where I fall on that. You know, it's a tough call because they both have their advantages and disadvantages.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out. I guess only time will tell. And we'll all still be around, and, you know, we'll still be suckered in and you know, we'll fuss about it, and then we'll be like, okay, it's time to go back.
That's it. The bottom line is we're living through history. We'll say we were there.
That's it.
That's it. Hey, thanks for the great call, buddy, and you hang in there. It's so good to hear from you.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, take care. Talk to you soon. You too. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Let's get to the next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hello.
Hello, it's Mike. Who's this?
Mike, it's Bob from Massachusetts.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Actually from Saratoga Springs right now.
I was going to say, I saw you had a private room at Wine Bar George yesterday. I'm like, are you already back? I didn't know. I watch you on Instagram.
Yeah, we flew down yesterday morning. So just a quick trip. We had a few trips canceled, you know, like many other people did. We had one scheduled for 9 of us in May, and then we moved it to to June 27th. But it's 5 of us now instead of 9, but we're having a good time. You know, it's still a little weird down here right now, but it's kind of nice to be on property.
Yeah, I agree. And also tomorrow's show, I kind of mentioned already that I speak with somebody that's at the Wyndham. He's right across the street from the B. He talks about going to, he was there. Yes. I talked to him yesterday. We did the interview. We talked about flying down on JetBlue. We talked about going to Universal for the day with his family, going to Disney Springs. So you're actually at Saratoga. So you're on property. So just real quick, I mean, you go so often. You guys go all the time. Obviously, the parks are always open. Yeah. What would you tell people? What is it like being on property in this really strange period?
They're really going out of their way trying to take care of you. The precautions they're taking, they've put up so many notices. The staff, the cast member to guest ratio is just incredible right now. So, you know, the interactions have been fantastic. You know, some probably they haven't seen in years, I'd say, just because they have the time, you know,
yeah,
and they're
true.
Just so happy to see people. So it's been really nice as far as that goes. I mean, people are going around, they're cleaning like crazy. So you feel like they're doing everything they can. I mean, we've had solo buses, you know, from Magical Express. We had solo bus. We took a bus from Disney Springs to the Contemporary. We're the only ones on the bus. We're the only ones in Contempo Cafe.
God, that's crazy.
It's just incredible, you know. So it's some stuff, you know, you only see like when you walk around at 4 in the morning or something like that.
Especially like the Contemporary. That place is always like Grand Central Station. I mean, you're the only ones there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So it was wild. I mean, Disney Springs is, you know, busy. You know, last night was busier than tonight. So the Saturday night people were more out and about. Today was a little little quieter, but still pretty busy. I'm guessing tomorrow will go down a notch, you know, being a Monday. So, but you know, 95% of the people are being good, wearing their masks, wearing them right. I think most people, it's been 98, 99 degrees. And you can get it done. You know, you can wear the mask. You can get around. It's, you know, if you want to be in the bubble, you can do it.
Now, have you gone at Disney Springs? Do they have those little what are they called? The no mask zones. I forget what they call them. The like refresh zone or something. Did you ever check those out?
I haven't checked them out.
I just want to know what they're all about.
I haven't checked them out. We're getting through okay. And granted, you know, Massachusetts, we've been, you know, used to wearing masks for quite a while at this point. And I saw more people Tuesday in you know Boston Common, you know, not wearing their masks, and you know, even though this everybody's supposed to be. And then I did at Disney Springs, so
yeah. And here's what I think too. I think this is where I think people in your neck of the woods, you know, like in the Northeast, the places where the pandemic hit severely and hit early, I think you guys are at a huge advantage now because, oh my God, I just saw a picture of Cam Newton on my Twitter just go by with him on the Patriots jersey. That's too funny. It's so weird. again, 2020, like, what do you get? I mean, this is like bizarre. So
what's
anyway, you guys, though, I think are an advantage because you kind of adopted the masks earlier and you guys are now hopefully, I think for like New Jersey, you know, Boston, you know, all these places up there that got hit so hard, the Northeast quadrant, like you guys are, you had the worst of it and now you've learned and you're ahead of everybody else like us. I mean, a mask for me down there right now, because I don't go anywhere where I wear one. It was, the heat index was 102 today. I almost fell out just driving my Jeep and, you know, like the top down, like, yeah. I didn't have a mask on. So yeah, I think you guys are just a heartier bunch at this point. You're ahead of the rest of us.
Yeah, no, there's some truth to that. It was definitely, you know, we hit reality sooner with the whole thing.
Yes.
If you want to have, you know, enjoy a little of Disney World, it's not gonna be exactly the same for a couple of years, you know, at least a year anyway, you know. But if you're just itching to get down, you know, you do what's needed to do. So
that's it. Let me ask you. So Saratoga Springs, obviously a gigantic spread out resort, are they just using some of the buildings, or can you tell what's the story with that?
Yeah. Yep. So. We're over in the paddock, which is more towards the back. There's a secondary feature pool there with a bar and grill there. So the person driving us, it was in the 90s yesterday, so we let the guy drive us over with our luggage and stuff. And he said 8 of the 18 buildings are in use. That's all. So there's 2 in the paddock, 2 in the grandstand, 1 in the Springs, and 3 in Congress Park.
Huh.
So just 8 of 18 buildings. And I walked by the carousel this morning, and it was so weird seeing absolutely no cars in the parking lot. I mean, it's just really strange. But, you know, it's a different time. Like I said, contemporary, you know, just being there, you know, really empty, you know. But we want to get over there. We want to take a look at the castle and so forth. So we went over and did that.
Were you there at night where they had the kind of the heart lit up, or were you during the day?
And we were just there about 2 hours ago.
Okay. So it's still light out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's so cute.
So,
that's neat.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, pictures were only so just because, the way the sun was, and there's this, weather thing with the sand, coming, I forget if it's off the Caribbean or something.
Oh, no, that's, yeah. We're getting that today here in Missouri. Yeah, the Sahara dust. It's like, what else is going to happen? Yeah. Seriously, we got the Sahara dust. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I figured you'd read up all on that.
Yes.
You know,
oh, yeah, totally. Trust me. Like I said, if a flying saucer lands in the middle of Seven Seas Lagoon tonight, I won't even flinch. I'm like, well, that's good. It's 20. Well, but hey, Bob, I got to tell you this because you've been with us since way back in the day, Monorail Bob over on the forums, and we had those a long time ago. And I sure appreciate your friendship over the years. And thanks for taking the time to call in tonight.
Yeah, no, I appreciate everything you and Pam and Ricky do. You know, everything's great. We listen all the time, so we're always there. One of my daughters, this is Kelly, is listening. Who's you know, I think scheduled. It's a little ways out to be on your show in the future. So
we're figuring it out, man. Yeah. We'll figure it out. All right. Well, you guys have fun.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wish I was in Saratoga. Right. Take care. Talk to you later, Bob.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
So he's rooting for Cam Newton. See, he's a Patriots fan. 407-413-9395. We have time for one more call. 407-413-9395. No, I'm not even joking. Melissa, if you see a flying saucer, Melissa's down there right behind the Magic Kingdom at her house. If a flying saucer lands in Seven Seas Lagoon, and I will not even say anything. It's just like, well, that was next for this year. You know, Cam Newton's a Patriot. Tom Brady's a Buck. And we have to make theme park reservations for the next 7 years. I don't know. Things are weird. All right. We have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Mike.
Oh, my gosh. It just blew out my ears. Hello.
How are you?
I can't wait. Say it again, because you faded out there for a second. Who is it?
That's Jay.
Jay? I can't hear it.
You're Mike.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah. What's up? It's Kevin. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up?
Not much.
Good,
you yelled there at the beginning and blew out my headphones. I was like,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good.
Hey, yeah. Unfortunately, we had to cancel reservation for Disney. We were supposed to go in July, like we always do, but we had to cancel. You know, we were supposed to be down there. Actually, we were supposed to arrive the day after Disney is supposed to open. So that was kind of, you know, weird. But I'm just hanging out in Ohio. But I was wondering, I was watching Bob Jackson tonight online, and somebody had said that they heard that the Riverside might be closed until September of 2021. Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, okay, so first of all, how was his hair? Did his hair look okay? I'm worried.
Oh, it was messed up the whole time. It was horrible.
See, if everybody else doesn't know, Kevin is Yeehaw Bob's number one fan. And I'll tell you what, Yeehaw Bob is Kevin's number one fan. So just so everybody knows, I got to fill everybody in that doesn't know, because you guys are both legends. So here's what I know about Riverside, because I know where this, and I'm not even saying it's a rumor, because it could be true. Riverside is not, so there's a few hotels that are not in the inventory period to book through September 2021, and that's any of the All-Stars, Riverside French Quarter, Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House. That might be it. Those are the ones that they're not open. When the resorts open, they're not going to open here this year. And they could, if the stuff goes away and the demand goes back, they're going to open those suckers back up. Now, I don't know why they pick French Quarter, and I'm confused why they pick those hotels, because I think you want to have the All-Stars because they're all close together and you got to have values. You know, a lot of people want to go to value. Right. In French Quarter and Riverside, they have 5-person rooms, which are very rare. They have the transportation to Disney Springs, which is already open. This on those boats, but maybe they're too small. I'm confused about Riverside and French Quarter, why they're not going to open.
Okay, yeah. And the first opening in July, did I read right that they're opening Pop Century in the first round?
Yes, yes.
Or is it only the deluxe resort? Like, what exactly is opening in July?
So Pop is open in July. I think it's the 29th. I don't have the list pulled up because I didn't have all my browsers going. But Pop is one of the. It's in the first round, along with I want to say Kidani Village. I'm getting this wrong. Somebody will know it in the chat. But I know that. Pop is one of the first though. Art of Animation doesn't open with Pop though. Art of Animation opens like a month later. But it'll open too. Yeah, but it does open. Those are going to be your only two values for 2020 right now is Pop and Art. Because, again, they share facilities. I think that makes it easier to, more economically feasible to have them open.
Wait. So say that again about Riverside. Are you saying that they're not taking reservations until September of 2021, or am I wrong?
That's right. It's Riverside, French Quarter, Jumbo House, all the All-Stars, Wilderness Lodge. They're not in the system. So right now we can book travel. We can't book 2020. There's nothing you can do about 2020. That's just on lockdown because they're waiting to see how the crowds are. But for 2021, those hotels, no matter what date you put in, they're not loaded into the system. You cannot book a day at Riverside, French Quarter, All-Stars, Wilderness Lodge, Jumbo House. They're not available. But again, I think what they're doing is they're focusing people into certain resorts. That's how you save money. But as soon as everything starts bouncing back, of course they're going to want to have those hotels open. But right. I, you know, and I'm kind of bummed because you guys know Riverside. I love Riverside. I mean, yeah, it's my place. So, but what can, you know, what can you do? I mean, I guess I just got to have a new place for a year.
Yeah, but you know, because like I said, as you know, and as Ricky knows, because that's what we, that's where I saw her and met her in person. You know,
yep,
we always go in June or July, you know, so hopefully they'll change that policy and they'll open up, you know, Riverside for next year.
For real?
You know what I'm saying?
Totally, because I mean, I always go down for the 4th of July too. I don't even know what to do at home during the 4th of July. We had to go to my wife's family and say, what do you guys do on the 4th of July? Because we're never here. Like, okay, so what are we going? Like, whose house are we going to shoot off fireworks? Because we're never here. So we're solving that. Yeah, totally.
I mean, this is the first time in 5 years that we're not going to Disney.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, what do you do in the summertime?
I know, for real. I have no idea what I'm doing this weekend coming up, so I'll be lost. I'll just be like a guy with a bottle rocket in his hand or something. But yeah, let me ask you this. Here's the biggest question, Kevin, because I got to roll because I got to meet the family. But
no problem.
Here's the thing. What about Bob? I mean, if Riverside isn't open, does he play like out on World Drive? Does he play? You know, obviously they should move him to Disney Springs because he does play at Disney Springs, but he doesn't play as Yeehaw Bob. He plays as Bob Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but he plays every Sunday night online.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because we're his post show is the way I look at it. He plays early. Oh, okay. We go after him.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
Yeah, that's right. You know, just let Bob do his thing. He gets all sweaty and jams on the ivories. Then we just sit here and talk.
And then you come on.
That's exactly it. He's got all the talent. We got all the yakking.
Yeah, so, I mean, we get a Bob fix every Sunday, but you're right, I do remember real quick, because I know you gotta go, I remember real quick, years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, he was playing like serious songs,
yes,
in front of Splitsville.
Yep, I saw him there too.
Another guy with another guy, and he would just Bob, you know, he had a t-shirt and jeans on, and he was just a regular guy.
Yeah, so, and you know what, Kevin, too, on that, so you've seen Bob, not as Yeehaw Bob. That dude, right. This guy is ripped. He's got muscles, like he's built like a football player. And like when he's got on his, you know, his costume as Yeehaw Bob, he looks like some scrawny little guy. Man, he could crush me like a peanut if he wanted to.
Well, I talked to him offline, you know, off of Facebook, and he rides his bike like every day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, but my point is, real quick, maybe Disney can put him in front of Splitsville again, and he can play like serious songs there instead of Riverside. I don't know, but maybe that's an option.
Yes,
you know?
They need to have him somewhere because he's truly one of the reasons I go to Walt Disney World. I enjoy his show every single time.
I know. We book our trips around him. You know, like, if he's not going to be there a certain week, we won't go there.
Same.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. Because he goes and does like fundraisers in other places of the country sometimes. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. But
it's a bummer.
Totally.
Well, Kevin, yeah. Hey, it's been too long, buddy. It's so good to hear from you tonight. Don't be a stranger. Give us a holler next week.
Yeah,
don't
make you.
I absolutely will, buddy. You take care. It's good talking to you. Okay, take care, Kevin. Bye-bye. All right, well, hey, man, that was so fun. We got to talk to friends new and old tonight. This is so much fun. We'll do this again next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook. Who knows what we'll be talking about? I don't even want to think about it right now because it makes my heart stop just thinking about what could happen in the next week after this week. That's crazy. Don't forget you follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Book that next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer that are free to you over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want a lot more nonsense from the show, behind-the-scenes stuff, photos, polls, discussions, and even a little mini-podcast called Mike in the Midwest, become a patron, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here. We'll be back again next Sunday night live. We'll have the Monday, Wednesday. This show is going to come out on Thursday and a Friday podcast, so don't worry. You're going to have a lot of stuff in your feed, as always. And as always, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. So everybody, have a great week. Hang in there. It's going to be a little easier than last week, I promise you. We're getting ready for the 4th of July. This is coming up next weekend, so stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.